This is the Yukon Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm your host, Carrie Johnston. This podcast is produced on the traditional territory of Champin and Ajak First Nations in beautiful Dakwakatahange Junction, Yukon. This week, we're celebrating Yukon innovators with a special series focused on connecting innovators who are working in health and wellness. I'm joined today by Amber. Amber, please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Danche, Zenyu Shokatan, Amber Uye. Hello, my name is Amber. I am Kluwani First Nation member and been a long time Yukoner. My heritage from my Tlingit heritage comes from my mother's side. I'm Wolf Clan, and I'm excited to be here with you today.
Oh, thank you so much, Amber. Amber, tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurial pursuits. What are your businesses?
Well, I've got quite a few things going on. Some things I have pursued, and then some things have just kind of come to me. So my journey kind of started quite a long time ago, but it started with yoga teacher training. I started my yoga journey in 2009, and I got my first teacher training in 2014. I care a lot about health and wellness, and it all started with just me wanting to better myself. And then as I grew through that, I decided I wanted to help others. I have a special, I really like plant medicine. And so basically plant medicine, food, herbs, teas, going out on the land, gathering, and reading about plants and plant, medicinal plants is something I love to do. And then I also have been working with Parks Canada for 10 years. And within that 10 years, I have developed a skill called, I'm an interpreter. And so I give walks and talks on Indigenous culture, history, and always plant medicine because that's my special thing. So I'm creating right now a health and wellness business as well as a tourism business from my walks and talks, and started this year doing it outside of Parks Canada.
That's fantastic. And you're very busy. It's Innovation Week here in the Yukon. What does innovation mean to you?
So, yeah, creating something new, creativity, changing things, breaking out of the old paradigm or the old mold or structure or breaking out of the box.
And how does wellness feature in the work that you do?
It's the top tier. Wellness is my whole business. I've realized throughout my entrepreneurial journey that I care deeply about the health and wellness of everybody, but specifically Indigenous people, because you know that's my jam, my crew. And I mean, healing for ourselves, I believe, taking care of ourselves. So mind, body, spirit, caring about what we eat, what we put into our body, how we move our body, how we process emotion. The more that we care about ourselves, the more that we have the capacity to care about our families, our community. And I see that as ultimately raising the vibration on Mother Earth.
And what inspires you about the work that you do?
Oh, I just got tingles. So when I give my walks and talks on Indigenous culture and history, I just know that a lot of the stuff that I share, you'd have to spend years talking to people and reading books, and the way that I've learned how to put it into like a 45 minute or an hour long talk, I just know that lots of people get a lot of information, and light bulbs go off, seeds are planted, and I can see it, you know, helping people understand, you know, the what's happened to our families and our ancestors and things through residential school, and how it's trickled down to me, to others, to our whole community. When people start learning about medicinal plants, I always love to tell everybody that I go on a walk with or do a talk with, I think I tell them, like, you know, our pharmaceutical drugs that we get at, you know, the drugstore, they all kind of are synthesized from plants. And the reason that we have to make drugs over the counter is because we can't patent plants. So what do you think came first, the drugs that are on the shelf or the plant that they're synthesized from? And I can just see that people are like, oh. And yeah, so I just love planting seeds. I love helping people understand maybe something that they weren't aware of or a bigger picture. And when I give my yoga classes, I just love seeing people connect to their bodies, and kind of stop that mind that is constantly going for most of us. And, you know, in our society today, we're almost praised for overworking and overthinking and never letting our mind rest, which, you know, ultimately doesn't serve us and doesn't serve our health.
What bothers you about the current system that your businesses are operating within?
So I've had a pretty difficult time letting go of my, you know, 9 to 5, which I'm very grateful to have my 9 to 5. Like, it has given me skills that I now am able to take and create my own business from. I'm a one-woman show at this point, and so it's all me. I create my talks. I create my talks and do my research on my own time. So it's all me. And I do eventually make money on it, but the actual creation is just my time, and I'm not being compensated for that. So I need to keep my 9 to 5 in order to, you know, pay my bills and eat. Yeah. And one thing that I've found really difficult is there is a lot of funding out there for entrepreneurs, and especially in the Yukon, especially being an Indigenous woman. I've actually gone to Dene Ventures more than once looking for funding. And at this point, there actually is some funding I can get, because there's been some changes with their opportunities. But the first time I went, it was over 5 years ago. And they're like, well, where's your business plan? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, how do I make a business plan? And there was no help for me to actually make a business plan. It's like, okay, well, I have this huge idea. I know that it's going to work, but like, why isn't there step one? Why don't you have step one? Or even something as simple as like, how do I legitimize my business name? What are the steps, you know, to like, why isn't there a 1 to 10, do this, then you do this, then you do this, then you do this. Like, let's make it easy. You know, as an entrepreneur, you end up doing all kinds of stuff that were never in your wheelhouse, and it's all learning, and that information's available, but it's overwhelming when you are on your own. And I feel like somebody like me who is creative, and, you know, I shine when I'm giving talks or teaching, the whole background stuff, all the technical stuff, all the paperwork stuff, this is not my forte. This is hard and difficult and boring for me. So yeah, I just wish that there was a little more help when it came to that.
I hear you, Amber. It is tough. I remember running my catering company and spending all my time, or not all my time, but a whole bunch of my time doing bookkeeping. And it wasn't until I was like, oh, here, you can do this. You're an expert at it, and you can do it in 40 minutes, where it takes me 4 hours and like unlimited frustration to do it. But it's figuring out those pathways, those hard lessons. And yes, sometimes it does feel a little bit like gatekeeping the information on how to actually start a business and do sort of the formal paperwork. I totally hear you.
Yes.
What do you think it might take to transform that system?
I think, I do think that we need to start helping each other more. I love being in groups of people who are, you know, starting these kinds of businesses and networking. I love networking events, and sharing tips and coming together and just knowing that you're not alone, because that's one of the things that I've actually struggled with a lot, is that, you know, I'm by myself all the time doing this. And so, yeah, you spend a lot of time alone and you're in a bit of a silo and you kind of forget that, like, there is other people out there that you can talk to. So I always love networking events.
That's great advice. Living in the far north, we have the advantage of seeing Canada through a unique lens.
Mm-hmm.
What lessons do you think UConn has to share with the rest of Canada about innovation?
Oh, okay. One of the things that I've reflected on so much this year is just the support that I have felt. Like, I could literally cry about it right now, because I just feel like, you know, the more I've put myself out there, the more that I've gotten in return. And sometimes I can't even believe the requests that I've been getting, people just really supporting you. I feel the UConn is really good at supporting and showing that they care about small business.
What's next for you, Amber? What's next for your businesses? Where are you seeing your opportunity?
So I happen to know that Indigenous tourism is blowing up. I went to the ITAC conference a couple of years ago, and it showed me, like, tourism is a profitable business. And then specifically Indigenous tourism is what people want when they come to Canada. So I need to spend some time and create a couple more talks and walks, which I love to do and love to give. And then I am creating an online program. It is going to be launched in January. I have yet to figure out when, but I really hope it's going to be within the first week of January. And I'm going to be offering an online coaching program for Indigenous women to start their healing journey or add to their healing journey. I'm going to be offering recipes, food, yoga classes, meditation, walks, plant medicine, everything that I do in my life. I'm going to package it up and sell it in a program that's going to be an 8-week long program, and I'm going to be your coach. So I have really big dreams and hopes with this one. It's been in the works for about a year and a half already. I've had to do so much extra work within myself in order to be able to show up for my future clients. So I'm finally feeling ready for that. And I think that 2024 is going to be the year that I am ready to support myself and move forward with my entrepreneurial journey.
That's fantastic, Amber. Any closing thoughts before we sign off today?
Just that, don't sell yourself short, that your passions, your projects, the things that light a fire in you, even if you can only do them an hour a week, or, you know, one day a month or whatever, just keep going forward, because you never know where you're going to take yourself. I've been on this journey hoping that I'd be able to run my own business since 2014. It actually feels very fitting that 10 years later, I'm, like, finally in this place and I've gained even more skills than I ever thought I'd have. Your voice matters, and you're here for a reason.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Amber. Nanuchishi.
Nanuchishi.